the path to getting to $1 million is different for everyone. What that looks like, how you get there. But the basic formula is basically the same. I'm no financial advisor, but I do a lot of shit every day with finances. You know? Like my net worth, I'm worth about $2.5 million. Depends on what day of the week it is. Is that a fortune? No. No. It's not a fortune. But when I, but here's the kicker. On that 2.5, I'm grossing about $160,000 a year in passive gross. How much I keep depends on the current tax code, expenses, you know, this and that. Like, there's a lot of things that go into the taxes. But, that, you know, we're dealing gross numbers. And that process started opening an E-Trade account with $250. And the first stock I purchased was shares in AT&T. Now, I was lucky to bump into someone who kind of gave me a map. And he said, listen, wealth is built through real estate. Jobs come and go. If you got a good paying job, good for you. Maximize it. Get the money out of that good paying job and get that into real estate so that you keep the money forever. See, the thing about investing, this is the beautiful thing about it. Investing isn't losing anything. Sometimes I think people act like they're losing something. Like, oh, it's such a sacrifice. It's not a sacrifice to keep your own money. It's a human weakness to spend all your money. Let me say that again. You're not sacrificing by keeping your money. That's not a sacrifice. It's not. It's called fucking wisdom. That's what that is. And so we've glorified the guy who has, what, discipline? The ability to keep what is already his? And we've made sympathetic figures out of people who can't seem to keep their money. And it's not a dollar amount, it's not a zero amount, it's a formula. And so your job is to start the formula wherever you're at. It's just the zeros are going to change as you go forward. Meaning, if you only make $5,000 a year, you should have a brokerage account, you should be investing in dividend stocks, and you should be trying to figure out how to get a hold of some real estate, period. Whatever income level you're at, you should be sitting around thinking, how can I increase revenue? In other words, how do I make more money? I don't need time off. I don't need to be hanging out with my boys or with my girlfriend. I need to get my ass to work and generate revenue so that I can take the revenue and push it into assets that'll pay me cash flow to keep my own money, to begin to build this base, to build my own empire of these different assets that produce cash flow that send me and my family money every month. Now, currently, I have about 50 different assets that pay me money either every month or every quarter. Oh, by the way, you can make money doing other things too. In other words, as you build this base, this is what people miss. You know what happens when you get to 5 or 6 rentals? You have 5 rentals, and the average house costs $150,000. That means you have $750,000 in real estate. Well, guess what happens every year over time? Real estate appreciates about 5%. That's $35,000 on your portfolio. So even if you just broke even on your 5 houses, you made no cash flow profit after taxes, insurance, and repairs, you're dead even. Your net worth went up by 35 grand. I got 15 of them. Do the math. My net worth goes up by 100 grand a year if I do nothing. If I sit home, watch TV, I have a zero productive year that year. I just get by. I live paycheck to paycheck. My net worth is growing and compounding because of the actions I did over a 7 to 10 year period, over a foundation that I laid. We're properly allocating my money, taking the well, pushing the money into the 3 buckets as I talk about in my ebook, You Don't Have to Die Broke. The ebook is free. You email me, you text me, you call me, you write me, you send carrier pigeon, you get the book. And you begin to look at it. And instead of reading the book going, well, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do this, How about just do everything it fucking says? How about listening to someone and change your life? That's it. That's all you got to do. Anyone can play this game. Now you're going to have, the rules are going to be different for you, the way you structure it, how much money you make, what assets you begin to invest in first. Everyone's in a different place at a different time in life. And you can only work with what you have in front of you. But there's very limited ways to build wealth. Business. You can start a business, own a business. You can own shares and equity in a business, right? Or real estate. That's it. That's it. And you say, well, Jordan, I want to be an engineer. Good. But what if the engineer gets into a car wreck and can't work anymore and he's disabled? What about your family then, engineer? You didn't think about that. And so this is about more than you. This is about building a kingdom and protecting those people around you. And it takes work and effort. And you have to draw out a map. And most people can't do it. Because it causes you to have to think different, act different, spend your money different, talk different. Now, some people call it a sacrifice. Oh, he's sacrificing. Well, that's one way to look at it. But I don't think keeping your own money is much of a sacrifice. I think we've somehow made a sacrifice out of the guy that does the investing and figures out a plan, who works it, who sticks with it. Oh, he has all the, right? But he's just keeping his own stuff. And we've somehow made a victim out of the person who chooses not to have self-discipline, not to earn more money. You say, Gerald, but you don't understand their circumstances. I don't care. You have a moral obligation and duty. You have a moral obligation and duty to care for and protect those people that have been assigned to you by the creator of the universe, whoever that is and whatever you call him. You don't get to opt out. I don't, you don't. This is pillar number 10 of the 10 pillars of success. Pillar number 10, take full responsibility for everything. Pillar number 1, how you think is everything. There's 10 or 8 others. I used to teach this to my sales affiliates. Your sales were bad? Good. Your fault. The moment you look for another reason, you lose. Because the moment there's another reason for your problem, you just gave up your personal power. Personal power is in responsibility. Meaning the more responsibility you assume, the more personal power. The more responsibility you begin to assume in your life, the more money comes your way. Money is attracted to it. See, responsibility is sexy. Money just craves it. Just oozes and comes to you as you begin to take responsibility for those around you. Because let me tell you, when you have 15 mortgages, you have 15 insurance payments, you have 15 bug inspections, you have 15 leases, you have 15 individuals you got to deal with. You got 15 people's fucking drama all the time wanting to communicate with you. When they get fired at work, guess who they come to looking for relief? You. And you got to be the one to say, sorry, you got to move. And so it requires you to become a person that a lot of people can't become. A person of personal power. A person who, the three keys to successful life, health, wealth, and mindset. You have to be healthy. You have to study wealth. And you have to have the proper mindset. All of these skills are required to building wealth, to building your empire, to protect your family. And it's not easy. It's not easy. But you've been sold this lie that it's passive. Oh, I'm just going to sip drinks and money's going to come to me. That is all bullshit. If you find a way that's passive, I promise you it won't last. I found a way passive with Google AdWords. I had a 2-year run where I made about $80,000 using Google AdWords. Guess what? Easy ways to make money where you're not doing shit doesn't last. Look at Bitcoin. It works for a minute. And then you spawn off all these fucking gurus who want to try to tell you how they used to make money. See, the reason they have time to teach you is because they ain't doing it anymore. Get it? People will ask me, what about mentoring, Gerald? Dude, I don't have time to mentor nobody. I'm doing what it is I teach. The thing I'm teaching you right now, I'm in the trenches doing it 8 days a week. 8, not 7, not 5. 5, 40 hours a week, you're part-time, baby. You're not even serious about trying to play this wealth game. You think Microsoft was built on Bill Gates working 40 hours a week? Now you might say, well, I don't want to do that. Then it ain't for you. Move on down the road. Because everything you're thinking is a fucking pipe dream. People in America are broke. Blue collar, average working class people are broke, and there's no excuse for it. The path to wealth has been available for 5,000 years, and they are choosing not to answer it. The Bible talks about John the Baptist came before Jesus saying, repent. You remember that? They may ask, why do you always use Bible references? Because I grew up in a religious family. I'm not religious. But there's some basic ideas, some morals, some themes, some shit that actually just seems to make sense. I'm more of a Buddhist than a Christian because I like the idea of karma. I don't know if it's true or not, but I decided to accept it because the things you think are true become your reality and they are true. That makes sense? And so you have to decide what you believe. Now, some people might call that positive thinking. I don't call it positive thinking. I call it falling forward fast. Decide what is true to you and stop being distracted by things that aren't true to you. Often people ask me, hey, Gerald, what do you think of this stock? Or what do you think of that stock? And I look, first thing I look, it doesn't pay a dividend. I don't give a fuck about that stock. It doesn't pay a dividend. It's not in my vision. I only buy assets that pay me cash flow. That's my business model. That's my truth. I already decided on this 18 years ago. 18 years ago, I made a decision of what I would buy today. And I began the process of accumulation. Started with one stock, AT&T, and one single family rental home that made me like 200 bucks a month. And I parlayed that into $2.5 million, leaving a job at age 36. I haven't had a job since. It's been, well, longer than that because I was part-time before that. Haven't had a full-time job since I was 32 years old. So while I'm not the richest guy, 2.5 million is not the richest guy, and 160,000 a year in passive income, you know, that's not, I get that. It's guys that make more than that going to work. The difference is I don't go to work. I have no alarm clock, no boss, nobody to call other than maybe my wife or kid. I am the king of my kingdom. The only person that could get to me above me would be the government, right? That's the only person. I have zero employees. Zero. How beautiful is that? Now, could I scale up? Could I 10X? Could I do all of that shit? I don't wanna. My goal, on the day that I take my last breath, my passive income will be about $500,000 a year, and I did it myself. No accountants, no fucking lawyers, no bookkeepers, no nobody, me. By being wise and making smart decisions, not taking on consumer debt, meaning every financial decision was thought out. Nothing spur of the moment. You don't just buy a fucking car. It's all thought out. It's all planned. So when we say, who's got your money? I know exactly the house I'm looking for. I can see the rent house in my mind right now. 2-bedroom, 1-bath. I know what I'm looking for. So when I see all these other deals and people say, what about this stock? What about that? What about crypto? What about this? It ain't on the business plan, bro. I can't even be sidetracked. I haven't finished this. Now, there could come a time when I have enough and I'm done accumulating. I may say, huh, what is over here? But right now, I'm in my third 7 to 10 year cycle. I did the first one, got to a mil. I'm wrapping up the second one, got to 2.5 mil. See, the third one's super important to me because how do I go from 2.5 to 5 mil? Now, part of the way I'm going to do that is teaching people how I got to the first mil because I believe in karma. I believe in what you give away, you get to keep. So as I spread and share this information, the universe is going to reward me, opening up opportunities for me. And if along the way people want to exchange with me, cool. They want to buy a hard copy of my book, happy to sign it and send it to them. They want to book a call with me one-on-one and talk for an hour about real estate or stocks. Awesome. Love to meet you. Let's talk. But the message is the same. No matter who you are, no matter your age or your current financial situation, anyone can get rich in America in 7 to 10 years. Anyone. If that isn't your truth, if you don't believe that, if you can't settle that right here and right now, can't help you. You're lost. Because you could be a 19-year-old girl living in the ghetto right now. If you understand chapter 1 of my free ebook, it's fucking free. If you understand it, the well and the 3 buckets, you're going to be light years ahead of your mom. and then you will be the generation that your family never lives in the ghetto because you made wise decisions. Wise, not spur of the moment. You didn't go to pawn shops and check cash in places and all the other idiotic things that poor people do. I'm here to tell you that the poorer you are, the wiser you need to become. Because the rich don't give a fuck about you. They don't care. There's no help coming from the government. The universe ain't so fucking stupid that it rewards people who don't deserve it. You need to deserve it. It's your duty. And you have all the personal power you need right there in you. It starts with accepting responsibility for who you are, where you are, and what you're doing. And for most of you, it's going to start with debt. I talk with you and you're just over fucking loaded with debt and you're sitting on money. See, when you got $20,000 in savings and you owe $30,000, you don't know shit about money. You understand that means you're broke, right? So why don't we get unbroke and then start the process to building wealth? Most of you know just enough. You truthfully don't know anything. You don't have any passive income whatsoever, but you have opinions on money. I'm asking you to start at square one. Take a moment, 90 days, read my book, and tell me if it doesn't improve your life. I'm telling you, if you get your finances tight and you map out a plan of how you're going to get to $1 million, still be an engineer, be the doctor, the scientist, the truck driver, whatever it is you want to do to make active money, good for you. But because you have a job doesn't mean you get to opt out of the wealth building process. The fact that you have a good paying job means you should be richer. But you know what I mean? I mean a lot of middle class fucking people who have nothing. They got two car payments. You understand that's a liability, not an asset. You understand that, right? Furniture in your house is, I guess, could be an asset. You get what I'm saying? Let's start flexing on the real shit, not depreciating cars. Let me see your brokerage account. Let me see the house value that you paid off. Let me see the beach house that you got. Shit that goes up in value. The stocks you just purchased. Get what I'm saying? Then you can buy all that other stuff. It's the superficial mind that thinks that shit's cool. And it's okay, it's fun. It's cool like cartoons are cool. Cool shoes are cool like, you know, going to a concert's cool. It's cool. It's fun. But it ain't taking care of your family. It ain't changing your family tree. It ain't getting the 19-year-old girl out of the ghetto. You think that's getting her out of the ghetto? No. You know what gets her out of the ghetto? To change her fucking language. To begin to learn about the language of money. About money. What to do with money when you get it. See, making a lot of money, any fool can make money. The Bible says that. The science of getting rich says that. The part, the real player, the real people that run the world, the real people that are free. I mean free, because you ain't free. If you got to go to work on Monday to pay bills, hate to tell you this, you ain't free. You just been bought in a different way. Oof. Don't believe me? Don't go. How long until your family loses everything? You decide, hey, babe, I ain't doing shit for the next 9 months. What happens? What do you think happens to me? I got $2.5 million gross and $160,000. I decide, you know what? I'm done. I could spend out the days at the beach. Would it be in a mansion? Nah. But it'd be pretty nice. But I want the mansion at the beach. So I get up, rise, grind 8 days a week. Eight, not 40 hours a week, part-time. But you pick your own number. My number may be different than yours. I'm going for five. And the reason I'm going for five is I love doing it. I love doing it. I love it. The reason you don't want to hustle and grind on Saturday is you don't like what you do. And what you're doing ain't about you. It's about building someone else's wealth. Now, you need to go to work. I get it. But you need to use work as your excuse to build wealth, not as your excuse to pay bills and piss off money and have nothing to show for it. Get it? And all the single moms, stop using your kid as an excuse. Stop using your kid as an excuse. And I had a girl take offense to me on that. And I said, really? Have you read The Science of Getting Rich? No. Stop using your kid as an excuse. You can't read a book while you have a kid at the house? See what I'm saying? Like there's things you can do. While you're watching kids, watch that kid. Make some money. I used to take my kid to the rental put him in a playpen in the center while we worked. He He probably huffed too much paint. That's why he does makeup videos. The family. You know, an immigrant family coming to America is five times more likely to become a millionaire than a natural born citizen. Why? Because natural born citizens are soft. On average, you work 4.5 days a week. You have less than $1,000 to your name. That's crazy. That's crazy. The average person has more money at 18 than they're going to have at 65. Average person. That's crazy. Most of the wealth in this country is contained within 7%. I'm in that 7. You know why I'm in that 7? Because I fucking chose to be. And I wrote a blueprint and a map. And I sat down and I mapped it out. And I said, I'm going to buy 10 houses and I'm going to buy 50 stocks. I wrote that shit on paper. Grant Cardone talks about writing your goals down. I don't need to write it down every day. The goal ain't changed in 18 years. It's the same fucking goal. I don't need to write it down. I'm living it every day I get up. I live, sleep, breathe, and eat it. That goal. That's where the personal power relies. In assuming more responsibility. And that responsibility starts with you and yourself. That it's your duty, your responsibility,